in prison in Philippi. And we saw how through rejoicing and praising God and being patient in trouble and praying, that they were able to be set free, and the jailer himself was set free, and the ministry went on and on and on. And on Saturday, Bob took us on a quest, the quest of the night, who answered the call to battle. And he said, we are called to do the will of God. He reminded us that we were not on this earth, that we are not of this earth. Like his granddaughter, we are all aliens and strangers. Did you ever feel a little weird? Well, that's because we are a little weird. We don't really belong here. And then he shared with us how Chamberlain at Gettysburg was in a key position to change the course of the battle, and that we are all in key positions. We are all in, wherever we are, we're all in key positions. And that because he was willing to stand and be courageous, he was able to turn the tide. Bob also defined love as obedience to the will of God. We are loving God when we are obedient to him. And then Doug gave us a wonderful outline of the entire book of Romans. And he said from chapters 1 through 8 are the doctrines of God, the doctrines of salvation. And in 9 and 11, he said they were dealing with Israel. And chapters 12 through 16, an application of those doctrines. We really appreciated what Doug had to say when he said, he called our attention again and again to this thing of one another, one another, one another. Because the body is designed to work together. He said that the key to the chapter from which our verse was taken was this thing of being a living sacrifice. Normally the sacrifice was killed and it died, but we are to be a living sacrifice. And this is an act of the will. He said what St. Augustine said, that humility was the primary thing. Humility brings about the proper functioning of the body of Christ. What an important point that is. And then he spoke of the gifts that are given for the common good of the body. Not for individual glorification, but for the common good of the body. And that the local church is where the gifts are supposed to function. And of course that means that all of us are supposed to be in a local church, in a local fellowship, where God can do his work through the gifts that he's given to each of us. And then Gene covered so much territory. Like I said, it's a little hard to sort of encapsulate everything, but so many important things. The call that all of us have on our lives, that wherever we are, we're not living our lives for ourselves. He gave us the seven steps, you know, and that God is working these out, that we are, as we properly understand these steps, we're able to fulfill it, the purpose that God has given to each of us. And God is in the process of doing his work through us. He brought the episode of Abraham on Mount Moriah with Isaac, and that was the first instance where the word worship is used. And we do forget worship, that worship is a sacrifice. It's something that we are called to do, no matter how we feel, to worship. And that we are becoming a world of tribes. Tribalism is rising up. People are becoming more and more segregated and separated. I guess the way you'd sum it all up is that battle is on, and we need to begin to get into it or get out of the way, you know. And we don't, every day it seems we gather more and more evidence as to how difficult the situations are becoming around us. We don't need to watch the news to know that the times, they've changed. Things are changing. When they start to tear down 200-year-old statues, and why? 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 No one was bothered for the last, 150 years by this. At least not to the point that they are now. That tells you that the boundary markers are moving. The old things that you could depend on are passing. So that means there won't be any middle ground, safe ground. There'll be those that are serving God, those that aren't. You know, and in one respect, it's a good thing because the shades of gray are disappearing. And it's getting easier and easier to see. I also think that we have a conference like this, it's important to remember that there are a lot of people like you in the world. There are a lot, you know. We're not alone. We're not alone in the body of Christ. All around the world, people are facing these things and dealing with them. I think about the brothers and sisters in North Korea, you know, are dealing with horrible circumstances. And yet they're praying for us. There's something for each of us to do. So this week would be a good goal to set you for yourself and say, Lord, who do you have me to talk to this week? Who do you have me to pray for? Who do you have me to visit this week? That we put feet to our faith and we put flesh to the truth that we've learned. That's the key. That the Word of God would become incarnate, in a sense, in us, become part of our lives. For there's a lot of wonderful work to do. I'd encourage you with that. Let's pray. Father God, may you seal these words in our hearts, O Lord. May they become a living part of our lives. And bring to our remembrance again and again and again, Lord. We have this wonderful thing. He's called recording, Lord, and we have an opportunity to listen over and over and over again. And instead of watching the TV show, Lord, or listening to the album, cause us to remind us, Lord, to go back and to listen again and hear the words that we've been shared with us, Lord, that they may become part of our lives and you might be glorified and that your house may be filled, Lord. That's really what it's all about, Lord, that the circle wouldn't be broken, that there be no empty places at the table, but that your house be filled. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We invite the band to come, please. And